2, subdivision 2005-46. Bill Link and Elmo Zinger, amended dwelling types.
This is a request to amend the types of dwellings that would be permitted in this subdivision. This is one you just denied the final plan as submitted, but granted a time extension. During the public hearing, the applicant stated that all the dwellings constructed within the subdivision would be stick-built with a minimum floor area of 1,200 to 1,500 square feet. Now, these requirements were also stated in the draft restrictive covenants. The applicant's engineer is now requesting permission to allow the developers to allow for manufactured homes on permanent foundations. All of the lots are a minimum of 3/4 of an acre, which you know permits double wides. At the public hearing on June 8th of 2006, there was no one present that spoke in support of or in opposition to this application. There was a subdivision a couple years ago that, well, it was prior to 97, that went through the process and got final approval. They were all lots that were greater than 3/4 of an acre. When the council amended the ordinance to allow double wides on 3/4 of an acre, that subdivision requested that they be able to do that, and the commission required them to go back to public hearing.
Well, I have some concern because it is something that that the public might be concerned about, even though no one was here.
I mean, there could have been someone here, but they just didn't speak.
That's true, and it certainly, I think it's a significant change.
Mr. Chairman, if I may speak, I would agree that if we're making certain agreements and statements in a public hearing and the commission is basing its decision on that, that's one thing. As well as the public perhaps not having been pleased with this change in housing type, we might not have been accepting of it either in terms of our evaluation of the location and impact on neighbors and you know, et cetera. So I for one, would think that a public hearing might be in order if we're seeking a change of this nature.
Yeah, the procedure would be that you would deny this motion, then it would be up to the applicant whatever they wanted to do would be the so that's the procedure. That's the way it would be done.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny the request for amended dwelling types for subdivision 2005-46 for Bill Link and M.O. Singer.
Second.
So moved and seconded to deny the request for amended dwelling types for subdivision 2005-46, Bill Link and Elmo Zinger. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.